Meeting will come to order. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Mr. Kespel?
Yes.
Mr. Dudley?
Yes.
Ms. Nauser?
Here.
Ms. Hoppy?
Here.
Mr. McDavid?
Here.
Mr. Sturts?
Here.
Mr. Thornhill?
Here.
It's my pleasure to invite Councilman Sturts to make comments.
That was a nice sound. I think as I go into private life, it'd be nice every time I'm about to start talking, that sound gets made. Well, thanks for coming out tonight. It's been a profound honor, and it's mostly been a pleasure to serve the City of Columbia. I want to thank you in advance for your patience. When I first started on the council, there was a fair amount of very talkative people on the dais here, and so the first year up here, I didn't talk all that much. So I feel like I saved up my minutes, and I'm going to use a few of them tonight. When I first considered running for city council back in 2007, Vicki Reback Wilson came up to me, and she tried to dissuade me from doing it. She said, in a small town, if you're on the city council, you'll end up antagonizing your enemies, and you'll alienate all your friends. And she was right. I did just that. I remember at my first meeting, I voted for that long-term hospital on Old 63. And a number of my friends were pretty appalled by that. Some of them had even given me money. They said that it would mean the ruination of the neighborhood. And pretty recently, my work buddy Ron over at Uprise Bakery, he was lobbying me about the Bourne Avenue development, and I kind of went against his advice on that as well. And of course, early on, I voted against that cul-de-sac that Bob Lamone built that we were told was endangering hundreds of people each day. And for that, some people painted me as an enemy of all good things, and there were many votes in between those. So, Vicki, I leave office with worse enemies and fewer friends. So, tonight, I'm going to declare mission accomplished. What we do up here may seem confusing, a little scattershot. And more than anything, it seems like progress is incremental. That can sometimes frustrate people like myself who are used to more freewheeling private ventures. But you know, it is worth it in the end, because for every one step backward, it's usually two steps forward. Sometimes you wouldn't know this from reading the papers, hearing comments on the street, but this city, this government, it is making a sincere effort to make citizens' lives better. I know that doesn't sound very fashionable for me to say that, but I really do believe it. So I feel like our duty is to try to bring more people, uninvolved citizens, young people, journalists, into the middle of the process so they don't become cynical. 'Cause we can get the discourse up here to be at a higher level, and after all, we do a lot more up here than just talk about chickens or bikes or the pledge. There's a lot more to it. I'll name a few reasons why I'm encouraged that Columbia has a bright future ahead. The visioning process started in 2006 with big idea gatherings to identify our common goals and values. In October 2008, we voted to implement those goals, despite some skepticism. And with the new city manager, Mike Mathis, dedicated to a collaborative process, I'm optimistic that more and more of these ideas will become reality. Columbia is far ahead of other towns with our understanding of our natural assets. That's because the city in 2007 had the foresight to conduct our natural resources inventory so as to take stock of our watersheds, our streams, our soils, tree canopy, and vegetation. This should help us to know what's precious and what's worthy of protection and what's ripe for development. After a delay of decades, Columbia is now a full year into crafting a comprehensive plan. This may not sound too exciting to people who aren't planning geeks, but we can finally plot our destiny so we don't become Anytown USA. We're now on a long path to develop growth management techniques that will make us grow bigger in a smarter, more efficient way. And with the passage of the park sales tax last November, for the first time, we have funds set aside for land preservation beyond traditional playgrounds, parks with playgrounds, for important areas that make up wildlife corridors and green belts that ensure our children can appreciate the wonders of natural Missouri without leaving town. With the Integrated Resources Plan adopted in September of 2009, we committed to a more aggressive and proactive course to make our city more sustainable with the purchase of more renewables and more attention to demand-side management. The idea that the easiest way to deal with our energy needs is to become more efficient. This includes more stringent building codes, which we passed just a few weeks ago. Our community has begun to have important conversations about the relationship between our public safety officers and citizens. While it's still young and in need of care, the Citizens Police Review Board finally gives us a forum for ensuring that the police remain responsive to the community. And due to a dogged and well-informed group of activists, the police adopted higher standards for the safer and more responsible use of tasers. The Office of Neighborhood Services was formed last year, and it's ensuring that landlords are held more accountable for not running down streets in our neighborhoods. We've been seeing a lot of investment downtown, public and private, from new sidewalks near Paquin Tower, on Walnut Street, on College Avenue, two parking garages, one built and one planned. There will be a few more investment. After the meeting, I think Bob and I are going to race to the top. We're going to run up to the top of the one at 5th and Walnut, if anybody wants to join us. Two fixed-up hotels are on the way. There's a lot of hidden work that's being done, like a new water main along Broadway. With all these changes, our community has a bigger toolkit. And so the next 10 to 20 years should be very exciting and encouraging. So we, as we start to use those tools, as Helen Anthony was quoted in the paper over the weekend, this will require us ditching what she called antiquated arguments over whether you're pro-business or anti-business. We can have a more mature conversation as a community over the ways we steer robust growth in a positive direction. First things first, we need to take care of the central city. With more of a commitment to community policing, more neighbors pulling together to fix up our streets, the First Ward should have a bright future. But as a city, we need to take more pride in correcting more than 100 years of disrepair of the pipes under the ground and the streets and the sidewalks and houses above, while retaining the rich diversity of our races, income levels, and backgrounds. It's going to take a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of care to reverse this neglect, but we can start by passing a stormwater bond sometime in the next year to deal with the crumbling infrastructure. Beyond what can be called gray infrastructure, we must embrace the idea of something called green infrastructure, an interconnected network of open spaces, bikeways, and stormwater management. This is a new framework that provides a more strategic approach to land conservation. Once people see that not all land is up for grabs and that we'll save special places as a community, citizens won't feel the need to oppose everything everywhere and will be more positive about good developments. This way, job centers, residential neighborhoods, commercial nodes are integrated into the natural world. As you may know, I was disappointed sometimes by what I saw as an unnecessary expediency in our IBM negotiations, for example, and in the inadequate discussion around the EPA rules and a major stormwater variance. That strengthened my resolve to stand up for the strength of our democratic process and our city's charter, which we must continually invest with our faith, our commitment, and our oversight. When the city council, grounded in the will of the people, sets policy as it must, and our city staff carries out those policies, we more fully benefit from our community's wisdom and expertise. On a personal level, I'm extremely grateful to my family who put up with a lot over the last few years. It's been a long ride for us. I've also had the good fortune to work with really talented city staff, Can't name all those people way in the back of the room. Sort of looks like you're the bad students or something who want to stay away. People like Sheila Amin and Carol Rhodes have been extremely helpful to all of us here up on the dais. Mike and Tim, Stephanie and Lee, also side by side with really fantastic people who aren't here right now, like Chris Yonku and Darwin Heinemann, who schooled me with their incredible years of experience here, up here. Jerry Wade, who was so passionate about citizen engagement. Carl Scala, sitting over here, who has a real gift for detail and bringing new ideas to the table. And Laura, of course, who's retiring as well this evening, who had very different politics than me, I have to say, I suspect over 3 years we came to that, but always impressed me with her integrity and her commitment to principles. And then all these fine folks up here, Bob and Barbara, Jason, Gary, and Daryl, who will soon welcome two gifted people, very close to the front here, Fred and Helen. As the saying goes, no good deed goes unpunished, but with the vote last week, at least we can take comfort that starting in 3 years, some of you will not go unpaid. So thanks, everyone.
Councilwoman Mauser.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, everyone. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve the citizens of this great and wonderful community. 18 years ago or so, I moved here, and I have to say, I moved from the big city of Sacramento, and I moved back to Missouri. Columbia was a very small and different town back then, and I was wondering if I made a mistake moving back here because it was so small, and now you couldn't drag me away with a herd of wild horses. I've grown to love this community. 6 years ago, I graduated from college, late bloomer, with a political science degree and thought, what the heck am I going to do with this at my age with a political science degree? Then I realized that John, the previous Fifth Ward City Council, was not going to run for re-election. So I thought, well, there's what I can do with my political science degree. So here I am today, 6 years later, which it's hard to believe. It's been a whirlwind. I came to city government thinking I knew a lot, and I found out that I didn't know anything. It is a continual learning process as we sit here. Every issue is different. Everything on our agenda affects somebody personally, so we always have to take that into consideration when we make our decisions, because it does impact people's lives as well as impacting our community and our future. I won't say a whole lot. I would like to say that it has been an honor and privilege to serve with my fellow council members, Mr. Sturtz. You have always brought issues and given me a different perspective on things, and so I have always valued that with my council members. None of us have the same opinion and the same views. We learn from each other, and I think one of the things that I have learned throughout the travels and attending many of the National League of Cities conventions, Columbia is a very, very fortunate community. While we all may have different opinions and approach issues from a different perspective, at the end of the day, if we disagree at council, when we walk out of here in the evening, we still get along. And there are so many communities that can't say that. And so thank you, everyone, that I'm here tonight for being that way. I think that says a lot about every one of our integrity and being able to work together. So I would like to say thank you to all of the city staff. The community is very fortunate to have a talented pool of people that work very hard for our community at every level of this city. So thank you to all of the department heads and all of your staff. Without you, we can't do our job, because you get us the information that we ask for, and you're always there to support us and help us. So thank you all very much. I would like to thank my husband and my son for all of their support. We spend many late nights, especially when I was first on city council. There many midnight, 1 o'clock meetings. Thankfully, we haven't had those late night meetings as we have in the past, but hopefully as our community starts to rebuild after the issues we've had with the economy, we'll start to see some more of those late night meetings, because that means that we're moving and there's a lot of things happening in our community, because there's a lot to say. So thank you, everybody, for giving me this great honor to serve you, and I welcome the new council members. I think they'll do great. congratulations, Helen. I'm glad I'm giving my seat to another woman. I think you'll do great. And if there's anything that I can do for any of the new council members, please don't hesitate to call either of us or any of us. We're always willing to help and share the information that we have, because there's a lot of information that you need to know, and it's hard to go back and remember what we did 5 or 6 years ago. And so some of us, with me being on the council the longest here with the members, so I will be leaving some of that institutional knowledge or taking it with me. And so please don't ever hesitate to call. Congratulations, and thank you all again.
I'm going to invite Councilwoman Nowzer, Councilman Sturts, Manager Herwood Hopkins to join me at the podium. Paul, it's a privilege for me to offer you this resolution of appreciation to Paul Sturts, Councilperson, First Ward. Whereas Paul Sturts was elected Councilperson of the First Ward on April 8, 2008, and whereas he has ably represented his constituency and the citizens of Columbia during his tenure of office, and whereas his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special city council sessions, and whereas Mr. Sturts did not choose to be a candidate for re-election in 2011, now therefore be it resolved that the city council extends its heartfelt thanks to Mr. Sturts for his dedicated public service and his commitment to keeping Columbia a viable city. We wish Mr. Sturts the best in the future. Witness thereof, this is signed by all the sitting council members.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is a plaque presented by the City Council and staff of the City of Columbia, Missouri, on behalf of the citizens of Columbia to Paul Sturts in recognition and appreciation of his dedicated and effective service of the Columbia City Council for one term, April 2008 to April 2011. As the elected First Ward Councilperson, presented April 11th, 2011. And in recognition of one term of service on the Columbia City Council, the city is pleased to present the gift of a living memorial to Paul Sturts, City Council Member, April 2008, April 2011. A heritage tree will be planted and maintained in the Columbia Park of your choice to honor your years of service.
Paul?
You're next.
I have two more.
That was my sunset.
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, Paul, I would like to congratulate you on your to go forward, and I want to thank you very much on behalf of the city staff. I have two gifts for you that come from the city staff. You've been a pleasure to work for, and I know that on a more personal basis, it's always been a pleasure to visit with you, family, and you've always been a great person. Paul Sturts, City of Columbia, City Council Ward 1, 3 years of service, April 11th, 2011. This is a tile that was designed by a local artist, and we give all of our outgoing employees and staff one of these tiles. And as you can see, it is the half of city staff. This is one of two gifts.
Thank you. See more orange here.
Yeah, I know.
I can't leave.
Now this one, both of these envelopes, this comes from the senior staff. All those people sitting back there and a few others that are not. Comes with heartfelt thanks and appreciation for all that you've done for the city.
Laura. Before I go on, I'd like to point out to Paul and Laura that this is a three-minute light.
Mine was much shorter.
Resolution of appreciation to Laura Nowser, councilperson, 5th Ward. Whereas Laura Nowser was elected councilperson of the 5th Ward on April 5, 2005, and whereas Ms. Nowser was duly reelected a councilperson of the 5th Ward on April 8, 2008, and whereas Ms. Nowser was appointed mayor pro tem by her peers and served as mayor pro tem from April 2009 to April 2010 and April 2010 to April 2011, and whereas she has ably represented her constituency and the citizens of Columbia during her tenure of office, and whereas her dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special City Council sessions, and whereas Ms. Nowser did not choose to be a candidate for re-election in 2011, now therefore be it resolved that the City Council extends its heartfelt thanks to Ms. Nowser for her dedicated public service and her commitment to keeping Columbia a viable city. We wish Ms. Nowser the best in the future. Witness whereof, and it's signed by the current City Council members. That's a good idea. Presented by the City Council staff of the City of Columbia, Missouri, on behalf of the citizens of Columbia to Laura Nowser, in recognition and appreciation of her dedicated and effective service on the Columbia City Council for two terms, April 2005 to April 2011, as the elected 5th Ward councilperson, presented April 11th, 2011. Laura Nowser for her outstanding service as Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Columbia, Missouri, April 2009, April 2010, April 2010, April 2011. In recognition of two terms of service on the Columbia City Council, the City is pleased to present the gift of a living memorial to Laura Nowser, City Council member, April 2005 to April 2011. A heritage tree will be planted and maintained in the Columbia Park of your choice to honor your 6 years of service.
Laura, we also have a tile for you. Laura Nowser, City of Columbia, City Council, Ward 5, 6 years of service. Half of the city staff and the entire city employees, we'd like to present this title to you.
Place.
Perfect place, right?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This gift, a little bit different than one we gave to Paul, but with the same amount of sincere respect and appreciation. And all those folks sitting back there, all those guys back there.
It's a pleasure of mine to introduce Councilperson-elect Fred Schmidt. Would you join me at the podium?
I, Frederick Schmidt,
do solemnly swear that I possess all qualifications for the office of First Ward Council Member for the City of Columbia, Missouri, that I am not subject to any of the disqualifications
Set forth in the charter Set forth in the Charter.
Of the City of Columbia.
Of the City of Columbia.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
And of the State of Missouri.
And of the State of Missouri.
And the Charter and ordinances.
And the Charter and ordinances.
Of the City of Columbia, Missouri.
Of the City of Columbia, Missouri.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Councilperson Smith, to all who shall see these presence greetings, know ye that it having been certified that Frederick Smith was on the 11th day of April 2011 duly elected First Ward Council member within and for the City of Columbia and the County of Boone in the State of Missouri, now far, therefore, in the name and behalf of the City of Columbia, County, and State aforesaid, the said Frederick Smith is hereby commissioned to serve as First Ward Council member for the term ending April 2014 as specified by law and is authorized to discharge the duties of said office according to law. It's a pleasure to ask Councilperson-elect Helen Anfody come to the podium.
I, Helen D. Anthony,
do solemnly swear, that I possess all qualifications, for the office of Fifth Ward. For the City of Columbia, Missouri.
I am not subject
to any of the
disqualifications
set forth
in the Charter
of the City of Columbia.
And that I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
Charter and ordinances
of the City
of Columbia,
and that I will faithfully
discharge
the duties of my office.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Know ye that it having been certified that Helen D. Anthony was, on the 11th day of April 2011, duly elected Fifth Ward Council member within and for the City of Columbia in the County of Boone in the State of Missouri. Now therefore, in the name and on behalf of said City of Columbia, County, and State aforesaid, this said, Helen D. Anthony is hereby commissioned to serve as Fifth Ward Council member for the term ending April 2014. Specified by law and is authorized to discharge the duties of said office according to law. Congratulations. Join me at the
Thursday.
I'm going to invite Councilperson Smith to make any comments he wishes and to introduce any of his guests.
I'm glad to be here today. I have a few very short words written out, but I'm going to deviate a little bit from the speech here. I talked to several of the serving council people and ex-council people before I decided to run, and one who tried to dissuade me from running was Paul. And told me all of the things that are going to go wrong and everyone's going to hate me. And I went ahead and ran. And fortunately, everybody had forgotten about the landmark that I was involved in that in, as a neighborhood advocate. And fortunately, everybody had forgotten that. So we'll see if that comes back. And I guess one of the early things will be the Scotts Branch in Bonnie View. So maybe my star will plummet as fast as Paul's did. So I'm honored by the trust that the voters of the First Ward have placed in me and grateful to represent the people of the ward as I take my place on Columbia City Council. The First Ward is the heart of Columbia, and everyone in the community has a stake in working together to create a sustainable, livable, human-scaled city where the First Ward is a model of Columbia at its best. I look forward to working with the council to invest in that vision. I'm going to also make a deviate a little bit here and make a follow up on Laura's remark. My father was a Republican, and my mother, who's here tonight, is a Democrat, and both were active in their parties. And I learned, therefore, the art of compromise. So I hope to bring that spirit to the council and working with all six of my colleagues here and with the city staff. And I have a long list of thanks to the people of the ward who voted for me and for the people of the ward who didn't vote for me, who are now my constituents. And to all of my friends and helpers who worked on the campaign and got me this far. And I'm really looking forward to working with the city staff that I've worked with in the past and with the council, some of the people I've been here as a citizen before for very few of you. I think there's very nearly complete council turnover. I know that when this is all over and my star has plummeted, that at least Paul will talk to me. So thank you very much.
Councilperson Anthony, any comments or introductions?
I would like to say that I'm going to save my minutes like Paul did for the end of my tenure, but I do have a few short remarks. First, I'd like to thank Laura Nauzer for her leadership of the Fifth Ward. 6 years, I thought it was more than 6 years, Laura. I so appreciate the independent leadership that you provided, thorough research, thorough preparation for all the meetings, your early support of the comp plan, your vision for the city. And those are big shoes to fill, but I promise I'll do my best. I'd also like to thank my family and my friends. Boy, I didn't think I'd be so emotional. Sorry. Doug, sitting in the front row.
Not everyone hates you.
Okay. my daughter Laura, son James here in the front row, all my friends that are here today to celebrate with me. I couldn't have done this without you. You're dear to my heart, and I appreciate all your support. I wouldn't be here without you. So I love you. Thank you. I want to thank the voters in the Fifth who voted for me and those who didn't, because I will be providing leadership for them. It's a privilege to serve and an honor to serve the citizens of the Fifth Ward. I look forward to hearing from each and every one of them. I already have heard from many of them. I have a list that is exhaustively long already, and I've only held this office less than a week. So I look forward to hearing some more comments, and I think I will be a good representative. The reason I ran is because I have some planning and zoning experience. I've been doing it passionately for the last almost 4 years. I have some experience that I'd like to bring to City Council. I'm passionate about the comprehensive plan. I thank Paul and Laura for guidance and leadership, and so many of you here sitting next to me. I look forward to continuing to make sure that that is a reality, that it's a good plan, that we have a lot of representation, and that it goes forward. I also will be very vocal on what I've been talking about since I started this race, more attention to infrastructure, streets, fire, police, and all city employees. You're wonderful. We need to support you, and you're what makes this city a wonderful place. I look forward to working with Mayor McDavid and my fellow council people. men and women, and I am just thrilled to be here. It's an honor and a privilege, and I look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Manager Herwood-Hopkins, comments, introductions?
Well, I think what I'd like to do on behalf of the two new council members is ask the staff that is here tonight to please stand and be recognized. I think they're all sitting in the back of the room there. On behalf of the... On behalf of the entire city staff, we welcome both of you, look forward to working for you, working with you, and providing timely information, good information, data-driven information that you can deliver back to your citizens. And if we can't find it, we'll be out hunting and searching for it. So welcome.
We need to elect a mayor pro tem. I'm going to nominate Barbara Hoppe. May I have a second?
Second.
May I have a motion to close nominations?
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. All in favor of Barbara Hoppe as mayor pro tem say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. As a housekeeping job, I need to appoint three members to the Conley Poor Fund, which is an inactive commission. But I'm going to nominate council members Dudley, Thornhill, and Hoppe to that to the Conley Poor Fund. Any other council members have any questions or comments? If not, this meeting is adjourned. There will be a reception in room 1A and 1B.